Everybody's going on this roller coaster, feeling good, feeling bad. And you know what? The sad thing is, the other side isn't very compassionate. That's how they got to be that way. You know, they're not compassionate people. You know, it's how much can I get and how much can I knock you down? It's sad, but that is, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world. I always say there's Greeks and there's Romans. The Greeks are the thinkers and the ones that kind of want to make a better society. The Romans are the ones that want to conquer you and climb to the top of the heap. Who's right? Who's wrong? I got a funny feeling. I know at the end of the day, I did all right. But I'll tell you, so it was a gloomy day yesterday or the day before. I don't know. It seems like so long ago, doesn't it? It seems like so long ago, and it was just a couple days. But needless to say, it was gloomy. And all of a sudden, towards the end of the day, just peeking out before sunset, this beautiful sun popped out. And I was like, wow. Wow. You just realize that it's such a mundane thing, a sunset. But just at the end of that gloomy day, just before the sun went down, just a few rays hit you. And it was like, damn, it is incredible to be alive. It is an amazing experience. Sure, a lot of it stinks, but I'll trade this for non-existence any day. So when I saw that, you know what song popped into my mind? This inspirational jewel by The Doors.
Thank you. the stuff the new means. And everywhere we go, we'll laugh and sing. I kiss you morning, noon, and night. And all the universe will smile on us, cause they know that our love is finally right. Yeah, we'll fly. Yeah, we'll fly. We'll fly. Yeah, we'll fly. Yeah, we'll fly to the east. We'll fly to the west. There'll be no place we can't call our own. Yeah, we'll fly to the north. We'll fly to the south. Every planet will become our own.
Then and there, White House. One fine morning for Mr. Powell. Yeah. There you go. 1971 is when that son of a gun came out. Wow, what an amazing array of music. And I think a lot of that was all requested stuff. Wow, we heard the Little Fluffy Little Clouds by The Orb. That was a great request. We heard, oh man, so much great music. What else do we hear? Do we hear anything else that I can remember? We heard King Tubby. We heard Brian Ogler. We heard The Orb. We heard Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Todd Rundgren. Yeah. So, yeah, I got to tell you some stuff. You know, I got to tell you about some shows. I got to, you know, that's interesting. I got to tell you about some things here in the PSA thing, but I'll be honest with you. You know, people are put on this earth for different reasons. And, you know, if my one goal in life is to cheer your ass up, that is a good goal. You did something. You did something. You know, I might not in the long run of things, I might have cheered somebody up that goes on to some greatness or cheered somebody up just to keep them going on. Or just did this. There's a reason why I do this. I get a good feeling out of it though too. So I do it for me too. So it's all about just finding the joy, that little thing, and spreading it around. You know, and over the 20 some odd and odd years, I've only had to kick two people out of the Zombo Clubhouse. You know, I just don't. All that. One was like 15 years ago. One was today. Not going to deal with it. You know, no one's going to steal my shine. No way, Jose. And his name wasn't Jose. And it was from the national anthem, Jose, Can You See? What do we got here? Okay, you want to shop at the Goodwill? Okay, go ahead. You know, you can. Because, this is about those designer jeans you donated a while ago. You might want to... you might want them back because they're probably worth a lot on eBay. Donate to the Goodwill. They'll create the jobs. You owe job creator you. Training, education, and that. So learn more about Goodwill and massage from the Goodwill. So there. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with shopping there. You know, it's okay. Even though everything ends up in a landfill sooner or later, you know, at least you staved off a landfill for a smidgen of time. Feel that? That feels pretty good. That big, big sigh. Get ready. And if you want to sit back, hang out, you're more than welcome to it. If you want to not do that, you can do whatever you'd like. My thing is, as long as you do it with some joy, you know, find a little happiness because life is too short not to be happy. All right? It's hard. Some people aren't wired that way. They actually said that some people have a frequency that they vibrate at. Isn't that strange to think that? Some people have a low frequency that they vibrate at, and they're kind of always those negative people. You ever see those people that they're never happy no matter what they have in life? You know? Then there's the people with nothing, and they got a smile on. How is that? That is such it's a mix. There's no formula. There's some very wealthy people that are happy. There's some very wealthy people that are miserable. Very poor people that are happy. Very poor people that are miserable. I don't know if it's luck of the draw that you're, or it's just energy to universe, or some baloney that I don't understand. Some tells me it's some baloney I don't understand. But I always try and accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and I don't settle for Mr. In-Between. Okay? And now our songs about getting lost in each one of the storybook playlists, creating a daydream full of every genre you can imagine. Huh, that sounds okay. Maladaptive Stargazing is All This to the Moon and Back, Thursdays, 5 p.m. on RCT. Top Secret International, bring your security clearance for these top secret tracks and listen to Top Secret International Tuesdays. And that's at 5 o'clock right here on this radio station. I will not be on next week because it is Anatomy of the Ear. They're going to play all kinds of crazy stuff, you know? And then I'll be back the following week to continue the cheer up into December. And then once December hits, I'm going to recap the greatest music finds of 2024. And like I'm saying, been through dark stuff before. Pandemic, people, that's the thing. People just forget all this stuff. But that's kind of nice, though. But I remember like the whole country after 9/11, man. That was known as the week without football. It was so bad they got rid of the bread and circuses. That's the thing. People say, football is there's always gonna be football. No one's gonna take your football. If they take your football, then it's game. Then it is really game over. If they take away people's football, what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? You know. When their team isn't playing. That's the other funny thing about this whole election thing. It's not a team sport. You know, if you think if you're happy because you won that and you're gloating, well, it's not like us beating the Cleveland Browns. It's not like that. There are consequences to this. It's more than just you beat this other side. You know, you've beaten down a whole lot of people. And if that makes you feel good, you're a pretty sick human being. But if you want to gloat, you gloat, and that's what I'm seeing a bit of. But I can't quite, I'm not wired that way. It's like the bully that congratulates himself for beating up the kid, for beating up the little girl. That's it. It's the bully that congratulates himself for punching the girl. That pretty much sums it up nicely. And if you're proud of that, I can't help you. There's no amount of me cheering your ass up that's going to make you a decent person, you know? That's all I got to say. You know, don't be a jagoff. And you know what? You know what we need? Yeah. We need some damn polka. We need some damn polka to get rid of some of these things. And this goes out to Bonnie, the Purple Haze Polka. Brave combo zumbo right directly in your brain. Oh, the Holy Modal Rounders with If You Want to Be a Bird from the movie Easy Rider. And before that, we heard Purple Haze Polka by Brave Combo for Bonnie. And I got two this, you know, I really don't even want to say this. It is, this show is just really, really amazing for me today. It really is. I thank you guys with all these requests. You're cheering my ass up. Not like I was beat down very much. Enough. It takes an awful lot to hammer me. It really does. But you know what? Together, man, boom, is all right. So there's a couple interesting things. I got a request for a song they say is effing fantastic, and I have to play it, and I will do that because that kind of thing from a radio person listening knows the show, knows me. I will take their word for it. And believe it or not, remember way back when I used to say they were rebroadcasting my show on WBCQ, The Planet, which is shortwave radio, which goes all the way around the world? They're going to rebroadcast this show. Just because I'm cheering everybody's ass up and the whole world needs this. Not just this country. The rest of the world, aside from like the access of evil, is scratching their head wondering how stupid and how cruel we can be. And man, oh man, a Shevitz. Well, you know what? We're going to power through it. And I'm going to play. I can't imagine this being as amazing, but I'm going to find out. By request, Sly and the Family Stone, Que Sera Sera. Yeah, who would have thunk it?
My mother.
is super funky. Yeah, and soulful. Nice request. Never heard that before. Que sera sera. You know who wrote that song? Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. You know what else they wrote? They wrote the theme to the Mr. Ed Show. Yeah, so there you go. Que sera sera. Hey, we got some time left after this Mr. Ed Show. You want to write another song? Yeah, whatever will be. Hey, you're on to something there, Roy. And then you get it. That's how it happens. That's how it happens. So, yes, it's gonna take a little while to completely cheer yourself up, even if you got to put a little shell on for a little while. That's okay. Little shell, just smile. You know what they did in the 1930s in Hungary? So you got to look at history, man. This isn't the first time someone got kicked in the nuts and rolled over by the mean kid. This ain't the first time. In Hungary, there were so many suicides in Hungary that they had Operation Smile. You know what Operation Smile was? They made masks for people, like to go over their face, kind of not so much didn't go over the nose, but it just kind of went over their face like a COVID mask or whatever, and it had a smile painted on it. And people had walked around with a fake smile on their face. And, you know, it must have did something. It doesn't hurt. It's kind of like these people with like the red nose thing. Hey, wear a red nose. You know, it might not do any good, but it might make somebody smile or might lighten the load. And human beings are weird, man. Small little things can make a difference. Very small little things. So as I mentioned earlier, I used to be on a shortwave radio, WBCQ The Planet, if you want to go check that out. And they're going to rebroadcast this show today just because, well, just because. You know, I feel like I'm making a connection and with just some positive stuff and trying to figure our way out of this dark labyrinth together. This is how we do it, you know? And like I'm saying, there's never been a shortage or bottom or to the lowest way that human beings have treated each other, you know? But then again, you look at the animal kingdom, you know, it is brutal. You know, the one thing that sets us apart is sometimes we can be decent things. We can be decent primates at times. But I'll tell you what, I got to be honest with you. I hate this world sometimes. Colorblind James.
The Holy Ghost came and paid a little visit. All the cynics there were so unkind. They were throwing stones, they were carrying hatchets, they were out for blood. I hate this world sometimes.
Gotta love that. This is like Radio Free. I feel like Radio Free Zombo, you know? It's just a broadcasting past the Iron Curtain. That was Colorblind James Experience. I hate this world sometime. And I always say a good song is a good song is a good song. I don't care how popular it is. It's a hell of a song for these times.
I get no
I'm not afraid to die.
I always say, good songs, a good song is a good song. Chumbawamba from 1997, Tub Thumping. Damn, before that Colorblind James experience, I hate this world sometime. And you know, sometimes I love this world sometimes. The phone calls that I've been getting today, I actually rarely cry. I really do. Gotta play something else. Oh, I feel so good. Ah, happy-go-lucky me. Now that's my song. Getting calls from people and saying that I'm making a positive effect on their life. Making them, you know, that is, you ever do something and you know you did the right thing and you did something good and it makes you feel so good? Makes you feel so good? Ah, you can't bottle that feeling. That's what keeps humans going. Doing nice stuff actually comes back to you double. It really does. Ah, and this is my song. This is my theme song right here. Paul Evans, Happy Go Lucky Me.
Yeah, I can smile when I ain't got no money. Happy go lucky me. It may sound silly, but I don't care. I got the moonlight, I got the sun, I've got the stars above. Me and my filly, well, we both share. So happy go happy, happy go lucky love.
You sing it now. Now, for all you folks that like waltzes, why, we have a gentleman over here that really loves the old-type fashioned waltz.
Oh, boy! Did you say a waltz?
Yeah, I was just telling
you. Oh, I just love the waltz.
Would you do a waltz?
Yeah, I love to dance the waltz, too.
Good.
You know?
Yeah.
I could waltz with my darling eternally. A 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, heavenly. The music is fine, it's too good to last, 'cause most of the time it's too slow or too fast. We love to dance to a half-assed waltz. Not too slow, not too fast, just half-assed. When it's too slow, it's a terrible drag. When it's too fast, how our arses do sag.
Arches.
We love to dance to a half-assed waltz. Not too slow, not too fast, just half-assed. When the tempo is right, we can dance all night to a half-assed waltz. When the band plays a cha-cha or hoedown time, we sit on the sidelines and pine and pine. But the waltz is the dance that leads to romance. And when it's just right, you've a wonderful chance. When I meet with my darling, a half-assed date, we rush to the ballroom, we can't be late. All the music we hear is bound to be grand. They say it's the best half-assed band in the land.
We love to dance to a half-assed waltz. Not too slow, not too fast, just half-assed. When it's too slow, it's a terrible drag. When it's too fast, how our arches do sag. We love to dance to a half-assed waltz. Not too slow, not too fast, just half-assed. When the tempo is right, we can dance all night to a half-assed waltz.
Call the roll, call the roll. League of America.
Superman.
Here.
Aquaman.
Here.
Wonder Woman.
Here.
Flash.
Here.
Metamorpho.
Here.
Plastic Man.
Here.
And Batman.
Here.
Yeah, here they come. Hey, look out, jump. It's the Justice League. The Justice League. Superheroes all always on the ball. It's the Justice League. The Justice League takes big trouble with a capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. To bring them all out swinging. And when they're swinging, man, they're bringing big trouble with a capital T. For any super, super enemy on Earth or in space or land or sea. Hey, do they put on a show anywhere the four winds blow? When they get the call, watch them go. The Justice League. Yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our regular program to bring you a special broadcast direct from the secret sanctuary of the Justice League of America. Addressing the council at this emergency meeting is Superman.
Fellow members of the Justice League, the world is under attack at this very moment by the most powerful forces man has ever seen. Creatures from space, monsters from the depths of the earth, and criminals operating right within our cities, and they must be destroyed before they destroy the world. Operation Lifesaver is in effect as of right now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
The Justice League is coming. Here we come, hey, look out, chum, it's the Justice League, the Justice League.
Superheroes all always on the ball, it's the Justice League,
the Justice League.
There's big trouble with the capital B, a super colossal calamity, a tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. And here we come out swinging, and when we're swinging, man, we're bringing big trouble with the capital T for any super. On a show anywhere the four winds blow.
When we get the call, watch us go. The Justice League. Yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League. That's the Justice League.
beautiful, joyous new stuff from a band called Peel Dream Magazine. And that was Dawn. Before that, another new tune by the Aculas, that beautiful organ whistle piece, Costamonger. And by request, James Brown, Get Up off of that thing. And we heard the Justice League. Yeah. Time for one more tune. Well, we're at it, right? We're doing this, right? And how did we get to where we are right now? And I'll be honest with you, we tolerated intolerance, which we're pretty much done with that. You tolerate people that are intolerant, and sooner or later they come for you. Keep that in mind. You know, I'll lose a few friends. I basically cleaned house social media-wise, and I had to kick somebody out of the Zombo Clubhouse today. You know? Not going to get our joy. You might have won this little victory, but life is way longer than this. It's a struggle, but it can be a joyful struggle. All I'm going to say is that, you know, it's nice to actually bring some joy and some maybe a smile to your face. We're going to muscle through. So we always do. We always do. Humans go through so much hell right here on Earth. You know, you get some heaven, you get some hell. You know, that's the true balance here. You know, but as you and I won't be on next week. By the way, you can download and get for free all of the Zombo shows from the last 5 years. I've been on the radio here for 23 years, and ZomboCo.com, ZomboCo.com. I have, 5 years of radio shows you can download and listen to for free. Go there. I have a whole SoundCloud page. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. I'm not going to be on next week, but the following week. I'm not only going to cheer your ass up, I have some survival tips for you guys. Mental and physical survival tips. I've been working on that. I didn't have time to tell you this week. But one thing for sure, always remember the bare necessities of life is what's really important. I remain in your brain, RCT.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. So just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. 'Cause let me tell you something, little britches. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean it. Bare necessities, that's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, man.
Yes, you do. And you keep on keeping on, you all. I remain in your brain, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Here's automation later.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.